And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Peg Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Cavemen Personal World War III. You're listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Cavemen track called Personal World War III, taken from their album Cash for Scrap. And if you're looking for it to find it right, the S in Cash is a dollar sign because they're that clever. Garage punk all the way from New Zealand. One of our favourite bands, I'd say, one of the bands we played the most consistently over the years. That album came out earlier this year. We're still working our way through it. But that's one we played early this year, and I love it because this is the Between the Wars special, where we pick our favourite four songs each, making eight with one bonus, over the last 6 months. And as we discussed last week, because I clearly tire of the second half of this show, I've put all mine first so I can concentrate. I'm not getting any younger. What is the Cavemen's Bandcamp page?
The CavemenNZ.bandcamp.com.
It is the CavemenNZ, or if you're an American stupid, the CavemenNZ.bandcamp.com. It's the classic spelling of the cavemen with an NZ for New Zealand on the end. I even did then an NZ for New Zealand on the end. God, Americans are so catching. The CavemenNZ.bandcamp.com. Tony 1, Paulie B and the internet 0. I knew you'd get that because you've learnt that one down the years.
We played them, that band, a good long time, and they were a great band. Remember them.
We've been playing them pretty much since they started.
Yeah.
About 15 years, I think, at least. Anyway, hey, hello to the Cavemen and also to Dirty Water Records that introduced us to them, but slovenly that then came in on the back of them. Two fantastic garage punk labels. One of whom, at least one of whom, we will be featuring later on in this show as well. There you go. Right, I've got some additional material for you.
Cool.
If you joke or poem, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done, so for the last time this year, let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, my resolution for New Year's is 1080 by 720. P.S. The winner of the smallest pet amphibian contest was so tiny, it was minute.
Nice.
Yeah, you've gone nice at that. That's a clever one. That's a work one. That's the kind of joke that wins the Edinburgh Fringe Joke of the Year without actually making people laugh out loud at night.
It's always a bit punny, isn't it? Or a bit clever.
A bit punny. It's a bit clever. It's a bit Jeff. It's a bit wee. It's a bit woo. Let's see who's singing again. so proud of that.
Hey, boo.
It's a little bit wee. A little bit woo, like that. We'll maybe talk about White House and Mortimer go fishing a little bit later on, because my televisual habits have clearly changed with my advancing years. Right then, let's hear Jeff sing again. We heard Jeff sing again, didn't we? Did we just hear it again?
Yes, we did. We did. Yes, we played.
Well,
it.
Let's hear it again. Last one this year. I can't remember it or not. Let's hear it again. So proud of that. Right.
Good to hear it.
And now for what I reckon is one of my two favourite new bands of this year. Third one's coming up. Sorry, the third track is the second one, but anyway, got you. Now, I found out a bit more about Slitazia. It's spelled Slitasje. I really hoped it would be rude because it almost looks like slit ass. It's actually Norwegian for wear and tear.
Oh.
Which in your case might be the same thing. I anyway, I said it wasn't on purpose.
It's a bum joke.
It's a bum joke. It's just happened. I do like a bum joke. You know. So anyway, I think we've only played two songs of theirs. They brought out an EP earlier this year. How it got to us, I don't know, but it did, and I was really happy because I love it. And this song you're about to hear is so uplifting. She could be singing about absolutely anything terrible, but the way she sings it in, I think, Norwegian. See, the lead singer is Swedish, so a Swedish-Norwegian mixture, now based in Trondheim. She is Swedish, the rest of the band Norwegian. I think she is singing in Norwegian, though. Right. No idea what she's saying, despite the fact I used to be able to speak a bit of Norwegian. That ship has largely sailed. But it doesn't matter what the words mean. This is such an uplifting song. I get really, really excited when I hear it. You listen to it now and think, well, that's a shit. I absolutely love it. I think it's a brilliant punk song. It's really catchy. I read somewhere that they said there's lots of pop in them and there's lots of punk in them, but they're not a pop punk band. They're not. I would describe them as straightforward, balls to the wall, punk rock. It just happens to be sung by a woman in Norwegian, and it is fantastic. And it's nearly enough to get me to go back to Trondheim. I've been there once before and loved it. I'll maybe go again at some point if I get the chance to see them live. This is from the album Mandag Morgon. And guess what that means?
Something morning.
It means Monday morning.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, you go then. Yeah.
I think I don't think it'd be Morgon. I think it's Morgon. Mandag Morgon or something. But anyway, it's Monday morning is the name of the album. What is, and I can't find anything other. They've got Instagram stuff, but we don't do that. Mm-hmm. What is the Facebook page for Slitazia?
Facebook.com/Slitazia.
It is, beautifully said. Which is Facebook.com/SLITASJE. Tony 2, poorly being Internet Neil, and this is Tagana.
Jag känner hur det kokar.
You're listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Statasia and Tagana, and they are from Trondheim. And I don't know whether I'll be able to explain something that I thought about yesterday, but I have a feeling I'll have the time to try and explain it in the next section. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I have absolutely none.
That's probably why I have the time to explain it. But anyway, maybe you could explain whatever you can.
Yeah,
to keep this.
I know. If you are on Facebook, if you're one of the few people still using it, please go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave the comment, reply to last week's show, post it in the group, however you want to do it, just do it. Understandably, you all off having Christmas, and you probably will hear this in the new year when you go back to work on the bus, and then you can leave us your comments. So get your comments in for the new year. Maybe if you listen before the 31st, we might get some new year Happy New Year's in or something. But yeah, get in touch. But for this week, nothing.
And if you don't get in touch, first of all, we don't hear the tune.
Mm.
Secondly, you don't have to sit through what I'm about to tell you. So this is your own fault, right? You haven't sent any Facebook comments, so I'm now going to tell you about something I thought about last night whilst idly doing nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had this idea. You know, I'm very excited about that Rogue Heroes Season 2 starts on New Year's Day.
Yep.
It's got me thinking about war and armies, particularly Second World War. And in Second World War, there were lots of incidents of people leaving mines, either land mines or mines at sea, so they could blow things up. Mm. There's a lot of it. Lots of wars have lots of mines. I'm not pretending they don't. But for no apparent reason, I imagined a conversation with a British soldier and a bunch of Italian soldiers. Now, it had to be towards the end of the war, because the first half of it, they were fighting against us, but they changed their mind. Right? And they saw sense.
Hmm.
Right? And it is, and it concerns a mine and the Italian accent. Right? So, because the Italian can speak English, but they've got that fantastic Italian accent, right? So, anyway, the Englishman walks into the barracks holding a mine and says, whose is this? And one says, it's a mine. He went, I know it's a mine, but whose is it? It's a mine. I know it's a mine, but whose is it? It's a mine. I spent the rest of the hour chortling to myself, and then, you know, if ever people don't send in Facebook comments, I'll save that conversation. What do you think? It's relatively funny.
It's all right.
Pretty similar, actually, years ago, involving the Scouse accent, when Wayne and Colleen Rooney went on their honeymoon to Northern Italy. I don't know whether you remember this.
No.
Where's our Colleen gone on her honeymoon? She know her. Of course I know her. She's our Colleen. Where's she gone on her honeymoon? She know her. Of course I know her. She's Colleen. But where's she gone on her fucking honeymoon? Spend a lot of time by myself. All right, and no Facebook, that happens. Right, so two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Ochmonix, who I'm going to spend a little bit of time explaining how much I love him in just a second. But first, Goblin Shark, my other favourite new band of this year. I know yours are probably YT1300, understandably.
Mm.
Right, but although I don't believe they get on this show.
No.
Goblin Shark, via Voodoo Rhythm, from Finland. And actually, I discovered today via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/goblinshark.
facebook.com/thegoblinshark. That one, Tony, too. They're actually doing a gig with De La Rocca in February in Helsinki, who is someone we played on the show just recently, who was the one that got in touch to say, hey, I'm a psychobilly and I know Titch. Will you play my stuff? And we did, and it was brilliant. We're going to be playing another one of his songs next year as well. But this is from their debut album, via Voodoo Rhythm Records. It's a fantastic album. They're a fantastic band. Pull the Internet One, Tony Two, stay tuned for Ochmonix. Shake your hips.
I want to tell you about dance that's going around. Everybody doing it from the grown-ups down.
You're listening to Sitterbits and the Fireflies of February underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ocmonix, I'll Let You In, from Oakland, California. This is from the album After Party Fever, which confused me a little bit because their first album, Party Fever, has been reissued, or certainly the first one they brought out. This is After Party Fever. It's not a departure. It's exactly what you got on the first album. Absolute brilliance. I love them. Via Slovenly Records, as I say. But I wonder whether... No, I think we did first hear of them. Via Slovenly. In, I think, 2010, if I'm going to be honest with you. They're not that prolific, but they are brilliant. What is Ocmonix Bandcamp page?
Ocmonix.bandcamp.com?
It's theocmonix.bandcamp.com, but I see no other place where they write The Ocmonix, so... I don't know whether there was another band called Ocmonix, but anyway, theocmonix.bandcamp.com, theocmonix.bandcamp.com, put it in set two, Tony, two, blimey. Did you do anything last week?
Christmas. It was Christmas. It's all been a bit of a blur, not because it's been particularly exciting. Got the Christmas shopping done. Had Christmas, which involved a nice lie-in, breakfast. Steph went to see the horse. I watched Gremlins. Then we watched, went to my sister's, where we had Christmas dinner, which was lovely. Wait,
Gremlins or Gremlins 2?
Just the first one this time.
Right.
Normally do both.
But, yeah, I don't know whether we spoke about this before, but you know there's this argument that very few sequels are better than the original.
Hmm.
Do you think Gremlins 2 is better than Gremlins?
They're very different beasts. Gremlins 2 has got I guess a lot of slack, but it's an out and out parody of the first one, and I think I really enjoy it. But it's like a cartoon.
I think Gremlins 2 is fantastic. Yeah. I think the characters of the Gremlins in Gremlins 2 is absolutely brilliant. The one who has read a book and becomes intellectual or something. That one.
Yeah.
It's the bit when he goes, "How now, brown cow?" And I think Gremlins 2 is fantastic. Anyway, yes, sorry.
So did that with your sisters, and then boxing. I've no idea what we did Boxing Day. I think we just chilled out. I've no idea what day it is today, but we did that. And Friday, went to this recording studio with the babies. Had a day in the studio in Mansfield. It was good. The four tracks down. So we've got eight tracks so far for the album, but we just did the music, so there's no vocals or anything. It's just the bass there, the drums, the bass, and most of the guitars. So we're going to have to go back in. But that sounded all right. Pleased with that. And then today is Sunday. Yesterday didn't much. Not a lot, really. Just been chilling out and drinking and watching telly and re-watching Ted Lasso for some reason. I just felt like...
I haven't watched it at all.
It's all right. A bit light. Cheers.
No, it's not something that I've been in any way avoiding.
Hmm.
I just haven't got around to watching it.
It's a bit twee, but sometimes, you know, we just fancy a bit of lightness. I've been watching Succession, which is just dark, so I just fancy something a bit light.
Twee is good. Twee is good. Twee is good.
I haven't watched the new Wallace and Gromit yet, but I probably will.
But I'd like to.
Yeah, that's a bit. And then we find ourselves today, where I've been doing nothing and now recording Punky.
What you didn't do last week.
Exactly. Well, that's it. So it's been relaxed, really, which is what I needed. What have you been up to?
I am swimming in a sea of Nottingham Forest success. We've won our last five games. We beat Everton away today. Last season at Everton, it was 2-2. It was in April. I listened to it, walking along the only flat bit of road in El Hierro. And just when I was a bit calm, because it wasn't mountainous and making me shit my pants, we got completely screwed by a ref. Should have had two penalties, not given. This year, even though Mario, arguably one of my favourite players, got injured in the build-up and Marino was missing, it meant that Morato came in, all the M's, normal service resumed. Absolutely brilliant. Our squad players are as good as our first 11. It's brilliant. Sosa started as well, instead of Callum Hudson-Odoi, who picked up a knock as well. You know, it's other teams are moaning when we beat them, saying, "Oh yeah, but we got injuries. We got fucking injuries."
Didn't we get someone yellow carded last week? Was it Yates as well?
Yates missed this game to a one match suspension.
Yeah.
If he'd avoided that yellow, he'd have had another 10, because you get up to 10 games if you get enough cards in those 10 games you miss one. Then it resets.
Okay.
I think, I don't mean up to 10, I mean the first scene, and then it resets. So, yeah. So Yates was missing as well. So, yeah, despite all that, we thrashed him.
Brilliant.
And I have to say, I am annoyed about this. If Leicester City had managed to get a point against Manchester City, I'd have won £278.
Oh.
Because I'd pull and Bournemouth down to draw, Forest for the win, and that for the draw. That will let me down. Don't gamble, kids. Christmas for me was, I drove down to see my mum. I drove down Christmas Eve. And I stayed in the Broadway Hotel in Letchworth. I got there just after 7 p.m. The whole place was shut. The lights were on, but no one was home.
Ooh.
There were three bar staff there. One of them, as I walked in, said, "We're closed." I went, "I know that. I booked a room." He went, "Oh, are you Paul Edwards?" I went, "Yes." There weren't many people staying there. I went, "Yes." So anyway, I thought, all right, that's all right. I'll nip round my mum's. So my mum lives in a flat round the corner from there. Nick ran mum's, left there about 9 o'clock, went out into Letchworth, because the people in the hotel had said, "It's all right though, you're in the middle of Letchworth, there'll be loads going on." I went, "Yeah, right." I didn't say I used to live in, but I went, "Yeah, right." Went out, there wasn't a single restaurant in Letchworth serving food after 9 p.m.
No.
Not a single one. Not only was the Broadway Hotel closed on Christmas Eve, which is disgraceful anyway, but the only place I could find to have a drink was the place I used to go, the Arena Tavern. Where I used to go quite a lot when I lived there. And I bumped into one of my brother's friends, Sean, spent the evening with him and his girlfriend, getting, let's just say, into the festive spirit.
Cool.
Then Christmas Day, finding out about medical conditions that people I've never met, who are not related to me and nothing to do with me, they are so removed as to me to lose interest completely. But my mum insisted on giving me the information. The best one was, let me get this right, my brother's partner's brother's wife's mother's back problems.
Oof.
Yeah, that's a long way off, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a long way to try and keep attention. I did explain it to mum, but she wasn't listening. She was just talking at me. It's rather like when you try and get a word in on the show. Drove back, spent Boxing Day here, watching Nottingham Forest beat Spurs, had a great time on the telly. I could have actually gone to the game, but I didn't think I'd be back in time, so I turned down the ticket, watched it live. Great match, well done Forest. And that's about it. And I've watched loads of telly, loads of films. I watched Christmas Doctor Who, didn't hate it.
Okay.
Which is nice. Ooh. Because hasn't happened that often recently. There's a lot of people think you should stop at Matt Smith.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did, I think.
Yeah. But anyway, I can't bring myself to, just in case there's a good one, which in that last series there was one that I liked, so you know, I have to stick at it. They're going to all this trouble to make these programs just for me. I am the demographic. I should at least try and watch and enjoy.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that. So I've got one last song to tell you about in this half. It's not one of my favourites over the last 4 months, and actually, have you got a gig?
I do, yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. So I'm just going to read you out the email I got from a band we love, a Swedish punk rock band, Undertakers. All right, and I got this brilliant email came through the other week. He said, "Hi, it's us, the Crazy Swedes, again. In the age of irony, we take it one step further. Lyrics are basically about how we imagine the fanatics around the globe see us, with Koran burnings, actually made by a Dane and an Iranian, but that doesn't stop fanatics now, does it? A fresh NATO membership and bleeding polar bears on our streets. Not true, but then again. Don't know if you have rules about four-letter words, but if you do, don't play this. We won't censor anything. Why? We're Scandinavian scum." Well, you know what? When we started doing this show, if it didn't have a four-letter word in it, we wouldn't play it.
Yeah.
They are available on all streaming platforms. I might as well ask you now. What is Undertaker's Bandcamp page?
Undertakersmusic.bandcamp.com.
Undertakersband.bandcamp.com. Paulie B, Internet 3. Tony 2. This is some Swedish punk and hard rock coming right at you via Undertakers. This is Scandinavian Scum. listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Undertaker's Scandinavian Scum. Find out more, undertakersband.bandcamp.com. And when they bring more stuff out, I imagine they'll send it to us, and I imagine we'll play it. That is my half of the show with an extra song involved there. We're in the second half now, but before we get to your choices for this Between the Wars Punky Radio special, an annual event that nobody cares about, and frankly, we don't either, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Fa-la-la-la.
Yep, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. You haven't done. Obviously, you all are doing whatever you do at Christmas time. So I found one, and actually this is a gig we were going to be playing, but we couldn't do it in the end. So I thought it's because we dropped out, it's still worth promoting it. See, hopefully they can have a good night without the babies. So this Friday, the 3rd of January 2025, the Spinning Top in Stockport, we have Benefits Day, the Drones, and the Daisy Men, who have replaced the Dropped Out Apocalypse Babies.
Daisies.
Yeah. So free entry. Kicks off, I don't know, 8-ish, something like that. If you are in the Manchester area, Stockport area, do check it out. Yeah, hopefully it's a good night. I can't remember why we couldn't do it, one of us couldn't do it, but yeah, hopefully it's still a good night, and we'll come back. I think we will play that at some point later in the year.
I think I know why. I think you probably actually saw that the Daisy Men might have been on the bill, and you thought you shouldn't have babies with men on the same bill. Apocalypse Babies, Daisy Men, you know, men
right,
and babies don't really go together that well. It's why on those adverts, any advert for a cleaning product, any advert for a washing machine stuff or washing up liquid or whatever, the advert always ends with always keep out of reach of children. Mm. And I live my life by that.
This is true.
Always keep away from children.
Keep everything out of reach of the babies.
That's what I do, yeah. Always keep away from children.
And so do we.
Right, yeah.
Well, that is it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yes, indeed. Right then, so what you got for me?
Right, so I've picked some tunes. So first up, we have a band. When did we play them? Oh, not too far ago. We only played these in October. So it's three-piece female-fronted punk from Brighton, the Daffodildos. Worth playing for the name alone. But
great.
Also a great song. Just straight down the middle, punk. Punk as it should be. Punk.
Yeah, I would say this was originally one of my choices, but I actually retired it from being one of my choices because I thought it's girl-fronted punk. That's got tone all over it.
Exactly.
I only picked the Tasia because I didn't figure you'd want anything Norwegian.
Nah. I've got some things that's not English. Most of them are English, obviously, because, you know, but essentially these days you're getting a bit older and turning a bit racist in my old age. But,
that's
happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a mine.
So I don't know a lot more about these. I couldn't find much out on the line. I've got the Bandcamp page, but they haven't got much info on the web about them. They're a three-piece queer punk band. That's all I know. And they're from Brighton. So these are the Daffodildos. So we're going to play... Daffodildos, what is their Bandcamp page, Paul?
Well remembered.
Thank you.
Daffodildos.bandcamp.com.
It is.
Brilliant. So that's what?
4-2?
It's 4-2.
It's 4-2, isn't it? So we're going to play two songs. So listen up for the Warriors. But for now, this is Daffodildos and Never Enough.
Never enough!
sub.
Listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, who was that and what was the song?
That was The Warriors and Out Out.
Their tribute to Mickey Flanagan.
Exactly. Yeah. Classic oi punk, innit? I assume they're from the UK. They formed in the... formed in 1981 out of the ashes of The Last Resort. So they've been around a good while.
Yeah, which is a bit weird as well, because then The Last Resort got back together anyway.
Yeah. But it's just good oi punk. It's got some swearing in it, it's a bit aggro, but it's still bouncy and poppy, and it's got a good rhythm to it, melody, I like it.
Is this one that came via Danny?
I don't know.
Can't remember how we played this, do we, in the first place?
No, I don't know if it would have been on Dammit or not, because it's...
Alright.
But I don't know.
Is it
okay.
Red Station?
don't know, but I have trouble finding stuff online to play. But they seem to have like reissued the albums, so I would assume maybe it's one of the labels, but I don't know. Can't find, again, not a lot out of them on the internet. Punk band, aren't they, from the 1980s? So there's not a lot.
It's likely then that they were via the Cherry Red compilation,
something like that, I think. Yeah,
who knows? I could probably find out, but you know, I can't be fucking bothered.
Nah, we played them in July, and I barely remember last week.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what you just said then.
No, but yeah. So
we've got a website for them.
Yeah, we do. What is their Bandcamp page?
Ooh. Warriorspunk.bandcamp.com.
It's the warriors1.bandcamp.com.
Oh, is it? All right, the Warriors One. Okay.
Yeah, that's the number
that
one.
The
numeric one, yeah.
So
THEWARRIORS1, the numeric one, .bandcamp.com.
Right. Tony 3, Paulie B on the internet 4.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Are you doing anything this week?
New Year's Eve, which will involve not a lot. Before drinking, the last day off really before going back to work.
Is that when you watch Dinner for One, or do you watch Christmas Eve?
Yeah, we do watch Dinner for One, yeah.
You're going to be watching Dinner for One again, aren't you? Going to make you watch it again.
Yeah, every year. Same procedure as last year, I'm afraid.
You want to just explain what Dinner for One is?
Oh, this competing passed me by until I started going across to Germany for the Christmas period, and it's a big tradition they've had for God knows how long. It's in black and white. It's a weird comedy skit. Yeah. Filmed in
It's British, isn't it?
It's British comedy skit, and it's all in English. But the one they play, they have a German guy come out that he says something in German, and then it is played in English and filmed in Germany of a British comedian, I forget his name.
Right.
And it's just a butler pretending to be each dinner guest at a party, and he's drinking all the drinks, and it's like a three or four course meal. He gets more and more drunk throughout, and hilarity ensues. It's very English, but the Germans absolutely love it, and it's now an institution.
But don't you just think it's the most English thing ever? So they're kind of laughing at the English,
basically. Probably, but it's now one of them things, isn't it?
Because I saw it once and thought,
Yeah, it's completely passed me by. But now it's the same procedures everywhere. We always do
it's
every
a documentary
year.
On the British aristocracy, for God's sake.
It all seems very familiar. So we'll do that. And then on the 1st, I'll be doing getting back into the work. I'll be doing my forecasting and blah, 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 all that boring work stuff. I'm picking the keys up for the office. This week, I've got a new office as of the 2nd. Opposite the Mayfair, as discussed, and then I'll be going to that office on the 2nd and doing some work, and that's the week. So it'll be a bit of relaxing, a bit of drinking, a bit of watching some weird British comedy from about 60 years ago, and then work. What are you up to?
I might go down the line for New Year. I haven't decided. I've got no plans, got no friends, got no future, you know, what's the fucking point really? But I might go out. I haven't got Nottingham Forest to watch until I think the 6th of January.
Okay.
I cleaned my shower today. That might not sound as sound weird with anyone else. Pretty groundbreaking for me because I've got a new lodger in who clearly doesn't know the deal, and he left it in a fucking mess. So I've cleaned it today after having a shower myself, in the hope he'll get the message. And if he doesn't, he'll get a text. You know, these things happen. You don't really get a text from things, man.
You don't.
Not in that situation. There's no smiley faces on my text in a situation like this. There's just text.
Capitals? Yeah. Donald Trump style? Or?
No capitals, just text. Just a single paragraph outlining what I expect.
Excellent.
Not more than 30 words, but it's enough to send a shiver through any tenant of mine.
Short enough for the youngest person's attention span. That's what you want to do.
Yes, that's right. That's right. They have to have not lost interest before they finish reading, which does keep it to effectively half of a tweet.
Yeah.
So that's about it. But I'm also going to try and do a little bit of cleaning, bring me in for New Year. And I've started writing my second Mind Hamster story. And in this one, it involves a school parents' evening. which coincides with a Bring Your Pet to School Day. And all the bats in the school roof have lost their sonar, Tony.
Oh, no.
What's going to happen? This might be the entrance of Hypno Gerbil, his arch enemy. Yeah, it's really good fun in my head. Outside it, terrible. But inside it, it's all right. Right then, what's your next song for me?
Yep, next up, I'm calling this poppy garagey fun. Don't know what to call it, but it's incredibly poppy, but a bit of a edge to it. This is No Wayne, Swedish band. So they're not all, this is my non-UK entry.
Yeah, well, you know what? We had Scandinavia, we had Norway, actually, and Finland in the first half. Now we got Sweden.
Yeah.
If only we'd picked something Danish, we could have done the four.
Bugger.
I know Finland isn't technically Scandinavia, and I've bored you with this in the past, but anyway, shame we didn't think of something Danish.
Yeah. But so this is Girlfronted. It's good. It's a nice poppy tune, but with a bit of a garagey, distorted feel to it. I like it. It's fun, is what it is. And what we all need now is fun.
Fun, till my daddy takes my T-Bird away.
So don't know much more about them. They don't really have a website. The Bandcamp is only one song, so it isn't worth looking at.
How did we get hold of these then?
I don't know. The only thing I can find on them is a SoundCloud account. So has got Damn It written all over it, hasn't it? Yeah. So in terms of the internet presence, SoundCloud, what is this SoundCloud page?
Oh, I don't know SoundCloud anyway. SoundCloud.com/No Wayne.
Close. SoundCloud.com/No Wayne-music.
Oh, it's still wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
No Wayne hyphen or dash music. Tony.
4-4?
It's 4-4, isn't it?
It's 4-4. Ooh, what to play for?
Tony 4, Paul B in Internet 4. What's the name of the song?
This is No Wayne and Doing Fine.
Listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was No Wayne and Doing Fine. You've got one more choice for me, but not before we find out if you got a twat or not. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Let's hear the thing.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. Twat.
Donate. What you got?
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All twats
are wobbly.
So they're all a bit wobbly these days. Get your twats in. Steve's been in touch.
Peg Tollow, Stiv.
He says,
what a great way to end the year.
I know.
He's with the magic of Stiv.
And it's a long one as well.
I'm with Stiv.
We are with Stiv. Hey, hello, Tony and Paul. I'm finally all caught up. I listened to the last show and the day was released.
Well done, Stiv. He's done a great job, though.
Yeah.
He knows far more about this than we do. Him and Timo between them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know how long Stiv's been listening. It's a good time. Good long while.
He's been listening longer than we've been making it.
Probably.
Yeah.
This is going to be a little long, and it goes back a long time, so you can choose to use it or not. Well, Stiv.
Before we start, am I getting twatted again, or am I free of this one?
You're free of this one.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You play the Dickies at the end of the show, and it reminded me of a particular experience I had with the band, and that as many times as I've told this story, it deserved a retelling and a twatting.
Right.
I lived in LA from 1975 to 1981, and was familiar with a number of local bands, some that made it and some that were great, but some were unknown. The Dickies were one of my favourites, fantastic live and on vinyl. The best songs include Poodle Party and You Drive Me Ape, as well as a fantastic cover of Paranoid. I invited my friend Art from Santa Barbara to come with me to see them at the Whiskey A Go Go on the Sunset Strip for the Late
exactly
Show.
Where that is.
We do. On Friday the 13th, April 1978, Art bought a friend he made who was visiting from England. Who was visiting from England. Let's call him Mick. We were in line waiting outside, waiting for the first show to let out. We had at least an hour to wait, and there was a liquor store across the street. So we had someone hold our place and went across and bought three beers. We had them open. The beers in the store, and we went to the crosswalk and tried to cross the street. A Hollywood police car pulled up, the policeman got out, made us pour out our beers because you cannot drink on the street. They gave Art and I citations with a date to appear in the Beverly Hills court about a month later.
Jesus.
Mick turned out not to be of legal drinking age in California, and he was a foreigner on a tourist visa. So they put Mick in the squad car and took him to the police station.
Solve some crimes, will you?
Yeah, we did not know how long they were going to keep him, so Art and I sold our tickets and went and waited at the police station to see if they were going to deport him or what was going to happen. It turns out they held Mick in the drunk tank for 4 hours and let him go with no record that he was detained, so he could stay on his vacation. Art and I could have seen the Dickies that night, and we would have still had to wait for Mick, but we missed them last time. I learned later the police were doing a vice crackdown that night looking for prostitutes. Anyway, when Art and I went to court, we ended up getting a fine of $35 each.
Well, I've often done that myself. I wouldn't call it a crackdown.
Got $35 each, while everyone in the courtroom laughed at our crime of having an open ale container in a public place. Still the most expensive beer I ever bought.
Jesus.
So from the vaults, the Hollywood policeman that stopped us from having a beer and causing us to miss the Dickies in 1978 is a twat. Sorry for the long story. Thanks for reminding me about the Dickies.
Oh, Stiv. Do it.
So, the Hollywood policeman that stopped Stiv and his friends from seeing the Dickies in 1978
is a twat. Sad sack of a man. Also, that means Stiv must be at least 10 years older than me, maybe a little bit older than that. So, he falls into Jeff territory. Ugly Shoes is up around San Francisco. Stiv, Los Angeles. I think the pair of them should meet up halfway.
No, they're not far, are they, at all?
Up halfway, go for a beer. They'd have a lot to talk about.
They would.
Because they're both steeped in musical history.
Yeah, there you go.
Right then.
Uniting fans and bands across the lands, as we always were doing.
Of course. Let's hear that thing again. It's a twat. It's a twat. Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
What's your last one?
So, last up, a nice hard rocking number. It's not quite action rock, but it's We Three Kings from Manchester.
Yeah, I suppose the closest we've come to action rock in this show was right at the start, the Cavemen, wasn't it?
Yeah, this isn't. It's that kind of energy, but it's not. I didn't realise they were a two piece until I saw them online.
We Three Kings, they're just messing with our minds.
They are messing with us. It's kind of like if Royal Blood were better, really. It's good.
If we went to see them, how long do you think it would take before I shouted out, there's only two of you?
Just like half the first song, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we'd get that far. We'd take more confidence on shouting.
what you're doing. It's like so many easy to get a bassist these days. But yeah. So it's good. It's just rock is what it is, really. It's good fun. It's fast. It ticks all my boxes, apart from the fact that there's only two of them. But right. They make a lot of noise. So it'd be interesting to see what happens live. But Royal Blood can do it. Clearly, it's something that works. But that's We Three Kings. What is their Bandcamp page?
We3Kings.bandcamp.com.
It bloody well is and all.
Get in!
And that is the, as in the word, so that's it's the We3Kings.bandcamp.com. Yup.
Me and the internet 5, Tony 4, and this is
Gold Digger.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was We Three Kings and the brilliant Gold Digger. Tony, maybe you could mention one or two ways that people can listen to the show.
Don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Later shows on the front page. All the shows are on there. Do check them out if you can. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkestone.com. And if you are down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify app in the podcast section, also Amazon Music in their podcast thing. If you get yourself one of them Alexa devices for Christmas, why don't you deflower her with the Punky Radio skill? Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio and download it. It's free. Thanks to Poco.
She's due a deflowering.
She's due a deflowering. And enjoy yourself. There you
go. Yes, it's later than you think.
It's later
than you think. Yeah, in fact. I will say that for the first show of the new year, we will be opening with the Apocalypse Babies, or Apocalypse Babies, and there's going to be a quiz time for Tony.
Oh, excellent.
Say goodbye, Quattro.
Goodbye, Quattro.
A poog.
But you're good.